Hey, good evening, folks. I did that thing where, like, I recorded the actual, like, ramble fat part of this before the other one. This time, oh, I'm on my clicky mouse just for a second because my my new quiet mouse is charging at the moment. I did time that kind of badly, but I had this like thing where it's like I have a bit of a bad habit, I'd say, of like I go into, like, I did explain this in the RambleFap section, but as with most of my RambleFaps, my ability to talk was meandering, distracted, and ended up in even more tangents and utter nonsense than it does normally, which, you know, is an achievement for me. I think this one will probably be on the shorter side because, you know, I took, like, the last third of March off, basically, so there'll be less to talk about. And most of the stuff I did after that was, like, you know, sort of private, personal, family, friends, IRL, birthday, etc. But yeah, March was... Honestly, the back half of the month was so crowded personally, I can scarcely remember the first part. It's a funny thing, because it's like, I have like a bit of a weird conception of like how the year goes. Because like, you know how like people sort of say, like... the year always feels like it's gone so fast. It's like, you know, the classic how the fuck is it almost April that you see around the end of March. I feel like mentally, most of us tend to divvy up early year into January and March. Then everything between like April to August is just the big blob of most of the year. And then September to like December is like end bit. So it's like, I think like we get through the first 3 months and it's like we don't sort of like realize how much of the year we've gone through already, because like it's also just sort of beginning start of year stuff in our heads. And then all of a sudden, before we know it, wait a minute, we're in like the meat of the year now. We're in four to the end. That's my thinking as to why that sort of always feels like it's a big deal. Are a couple of things. First is that this is the 25th monthly Ramble Then Fap that I've done. That's quite a few of these. That's quite a few indeed. I think one of the things that I wanted to talk about this time is sort of just the bugbear in the room, and that is the Quinn stuff. Because like, I know I rolled that out this month, but these are becoming a bit more informal and unstructured, and it's like I want to talk about things that are on my mind now. It's like, I was approached by the folks over at Quinn, and it'll be late January or early February, I can't remember when exactly. And I have sort of tried to reach out to them to ask them to join up twice before. Once before I'd even taken up the Knight and Crimson name back when I was like under Ogie. And I think that it's sort of very vindicating to sort of get picked up by that. Of already, it's like, you know, I don't talk about numbers so much these days because like I think it's sort of always like an ugly thing, sort of like if you found success in a field, sort of like start breaking everything down to your audience, sort of like, oh yeah, I have this number of people following me, or like earnings are at this point, because like, you know, it's a little, well, that's an appropriate term, actually, unsexy, you know, it's like nobody wants to hear about graphs unless you're me, because I do actually really like hearing things broken down into technical information. But no, I've had, a very successful couple of months. It's like things have sort of picked up, and it's like, you know, to any folks who might have, you know, found me through Quinn now, which I have to assume is at least a couple of people, because like, you know, sort of new members have come in and whatnot in the past couple of weeks since that first Quinn audio went up. There'll be one coming up. I'm planning to put this up on the Saturday, though I'm recording it Wednesday night. So there will be a Quinn audio on the 28th, the Tuesday following that. That'll be one of the last audios of the month, actually. I've had another one of those months where it's like the front part of the month was like super loaded with like a lot of stuff behind the scenes for me. I had a very difficult start to the month, personally, which is probably also one of the reasons I'm going to sort of keep this one a little bit shorter, because I had a lot of like... stuff happened to me that wasn't sort of work related, but that has taken up a lot of my focus and experience and the things that I have been thinking about. So it's tricky to sort of look back and sort of say, hey, here's the work stuff that I really remember from the past month, because, you know, all the stuff that I can remember from the past month is sort of like, you know, very personal stuff that didn't go to plan or that wasn't nice, I guess. I don't know. It's funny, and it's like I said, it's like, I'll probably keep this one under 30 just because I don't have a ton on my mind that I think would be appropriate for me to talk about here. But I think it's funny because I have enjoyed my work lately. It's like, I feel like I've been very, very productive, and I'm sort of like quite patting myself on the back for that. It's like, you know, we've been doing the YouTube stuff for a while now, but I feel like it's really sort of settled into a nice vibe. It's like, you know, a lot of the first audios I did were sort of quite experimental, I think it's like would be the way to put it. It's like I was trying to like sort of take my existing formula and fit it to a new set of mechanics, you know. It's like I was trying to sort of, I think you could probably see this, it's like the first, honestly, like 5 to maybe like 10 even audios that I did, where they were all sort of like on YouTube, they were all sort of like just what if I did one of my normal audios, but the talking section before we get to the sex lasted like half an hour. It really does feel like that. It's like, I think I was stretching them a bit. And so, yeah, they're not bad by any means. It's like, you know, some of them are quite nice. I think, you know, like, let's see, which one was I think? The hypnotized one I did, the second one out of the gate, that was good. I actually think the Magic Tutor one was a little bit weak. I think that wasn't my best work. It's like, that was from back in December, I think. December, way earlier than that. That was always good. The Witch one was good, though. I did that annoying thing where I like drops into like the wrong voice towards the end of it, and it's like, it sort of bugs me in post. But the ones that I've done more recently, I think I've like really sort of stepped into my own on the formula. I think it's like they're now sort of going from being sort of the sideshow accessory of my content, as like of me experimenting with a new platform, to being their own thing, and they're good. I am really happy with a lot of them. It's like the one that I just put up yesterday night, the Guildmaster one. Ooh, I'm in love with it. It's so fun. It's like, it's a really, really like, I love the characterization I get out of it, and I love doing something a bit more like explorative with that, I guess. But some of the stuff I did from last month as well. Captured Prince, one of my favorite characters I've done in ages. And honestly, like, I feel like the fact that like the YouTube stuff has sort of become so fantasy focused to me is like good, because obviously like the folks over at Quinn, they have a preference for their creators doing more IRL based stuff, you know, like I think explicitly when we were first talking about it, they were sort of like, yeah, we're looking for like sort of BFE and blah, 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 can I word please workplace content and that sort of thing, as we tend to do. And I think I remember sort of looking at that and thinking, it's like, ah, oh, I have like an audience that's like predominantly into fantasy content, and it's like, obviously I didn't mind switching things up for like a new area. But I think the fact that like I now have a second content outlet for that sort of thing, I think it's very nice. It's like I have sort of like these two divergent routes where I can take different kinds of content, and I think that's very relieving for me. I think it's a lot of fun. I sort of really, you could see this, it's like I've sort of like taken out some of my old ideas and put them there. It's like, you know, obviously it's sort of like I tried to do the sort of the Big Druid Daddy finale on there a couple of weeks ago, but also like the other one, it's like A Dragon Takes You is His Favorite Treasure, the one I did just before I came off break. I think like that one is like sort of like, you know, I did a couple of like sort of dragon and humanoid form audios from like way back when, and it's like, you know, they're a very niche sector. I think it's like people realize that they like that sort of thing when it sort of like comes up, but it's like, it's not something a lot of people go looking for unless they've already like gained an interest in it. And I think it's like you can sort of see me going back to the well for sort of like more high concept ideas here and there, and I think it's starting to sort of pay off in my head. I'm really enjoying having the YouTube stuff has become very experimental for me, and I've really sort of fucked with just being able to like give it some welly. I think as well, like, obviously I can only credit my video thumbnail editor Doobie for her really, really lovely work in sort of helping me polish off the visual aspect of this material. The audios themselves is like, I love just being able to fiddle with things and like try new stuff, but like whenever she's not been available for whatever reason, or sort of like I've just decided to tackle something myself, I kind of enjoy making thumbnails. I wish I had the time to do that sort of thing, because like she's like been doing video content much, much longer than I have, so she's like sort of got this all down to a science, and she can sort of like pop these things together really quickly, whereas for me it's like, if I make a thumbnail, I'm fiddling with that thing for like 2 hours minimum. It's like, I really suck at doing it quickly. I can make something that looks good, but, you know, it's like, if you were to just, like, go to my YouTube page and sort of, pardon me. It's not like I've eaten anything or anything recently. I've just got a bit of a hiccup. Oh, that's awful. You know, you can distinctly see which ones are hers and which ones are mine, because mine are the ones that are, like, objectively less eye-catching, I think. Meanwhile, is that calming down? Yeah, it's calming down. Okay, we're good. I did have to pause for a second there. Meanwhile, mine are like, you know, it's like, there's like very little consistency between them, like the things are all the different sizes, because like, I remember distinctly the werewolf one, I like, That one was me, and like that's probably the one that looks the most like Doobie's stuff. But that's because I think I overlaid one of her thumbnails into the Photoshop document and did it over the top. Then the one afterwards, I just eyeballed it, and it's like, that didn't turn out so well, and it didn't look anything like the video. In fact, look, if I'm hovering over the thumbnail, and like, so that like it, the video starts like auto-playing under it, I had the character facing different ways, the thumbnail and the vid. Oh my god, I'm so shit. I'm so aggressively shit. Ah, well. After that, the next one that I did was Gale. I purposefully took that one in a completely different direction. I don't regret it at all. I think it looks good. I like that I put Gale's like private little logo in the background. I think that was a fun touch. I have no regrets there. One after that was the next Druid Daddy one. Nice thumbnail, though again, it's sort of just like, it's really inconsistent with the style, and I probably should have just like tried a little bit harder. but no, I really, really like making the longer form stuff. I think the only problem I have with it is getting it done on time. It's like, you know, I think they're a bit more down to the wire than a lot of my other stuff is, but that's all right. I think I what I need is 2 good weeks in a row to just like do some extra content, pull things out ahead of time, and like I'll be on easy street. It's like I'm planning to do next month's Quinn audios in advance. I'm probably going to be hoping to do them like towards the end of this week, just as I wrap things up a little bit, because like, you know, it's this funny thing where it's like having the weekly audios be a little bit in advance, it's kind of really helpful, like like deciding them like so that I can just like jump on them at my first opportunity. I'm kind of thinking, because like I'm in a position now with the sequel polls being done separately from my regular polls, where I could potentially start doubling up, doing 2 recordings on live recording nights, and getting all of like every weekly done like way in advance. And it's like I could start like making my life a lot easier by doing that. It's like it's this funny position where it's like I could start polling for things that like aren't like done yet, you know. It's just this funny thing. It's like I've been in a position for a while now where it's like, if I really want to make my life easier, I could just like try and get recording and editing done like way in advance, like, you know. It's this funny thing, because like, you know how with like any form of work, you'll have like good days and bad days in terms of productivity, right? Like days where it's like it's difficult for you to motivate yourself to do like anything, and you just sort of like trudge through and like try and get some like little odd bits here and there done. And then you have like days where it's easy to do like the basic stuff, and you can just like pop everything out like without any trouble. I do have days like that, and I get a lot done. But if I wasn't like productive the 2 nights beforehand, and I didn't like record a lot of stuff, I might not have a lot to do that. And it's like, you know, it's difficult to predict when I'll have a productive day where I can get a lot of editing done. But I can only get as much editing done as the last productive night where I did a lot of recording. It's like tonight, for example, like this is the only thing I'm planning to record tonight. And it's like, I have, time tomorrow to potentially address something else. But then again, you know, maybe I'll have like a non-productive day, especially with things being a bit, sort of difficult lately. It's like, it's been a bit of a hard one. I think, like, it's funny, I think, when you're managing things entirely by yourself and you have to rely on your own reliability, I think you tend to get a bit, like, concerned at like any sort of stalling you have. It's like, you know, if I go a week where I have a hard time sorting out my workload, and it's like, you know, I have a slow couple of days here and there, that's workable, you know? It's like, as long as I get like things done. But, you know, if I miss out on commissions, or if I sort of miss the bonus content that I try to do once a month, it's very hard to sort of not just find the time, but find a way to do things that doesn't feel very stressful. You know, it's this funny thing where it's like, even when my audience is very, very nice, as you all are, I find I'm a little bit like, I pressure me, you know? Because, like, what else can I really do if I'm in a difficult spot? It's sort of like, if I slow down and I take a break, then I have to pick up the slack later, one way or the other. So this month hasn't been too difficult work-wise, because, you know, I think I sort of said I was going to be a bit easier on myself. And I think that's why I'm sort of, like, trying to replace the last audio of every month with, like, sequel stuff, to just sort of make the schedule a bit more workable and to make my workflow a bit more flexible. I don't know. It's like, I'm at the point where I have been doing this long enough that, like, I sort of have stopped excusing any sort of mediocrity or randomness to my, like, sort of decision making. It's like, I want things to feel professional, not just for the benefit of you guys, so that, like, you have, like, a certain guarantee of quality, but also for myself, because it's like, you know, I'm settled into doing this now for the long haul. It's like, I want to be here for a while. I want to sort of, like, you know, make the best of, like, a good career out of this. I want to, like, make it a pleasant, fun thing that I can do in the long haul. I think there are a lot of people who end up doing one thing or another, you know, in content creation, you know, not even necessarily just in, like, the sexual side of things, who I think get a bit wound up at the idea of, this is, like, sort of the biggest or, like, brightest thing that they're going to accomplish under their own steam. You know, it's like, I remember the days of, like, early YouTubers, and, like, how people would try and, like, spin off their, like, odd little internet series into, like, independent movies, and then, like, the independent movie would never be anywhere near as successful as their YouTube channel, and they'd sort of, like, always seem incredibly disappointed by this, even if they tried to hide it, despite the fact that, like, the only reason it's not a comparable success is because you already had a big success, you know? And it's like, I'm happy for this to be a big thing for me, and it's like, I kind of want it to be, so I think I want to. I had this funny feeling for genuinely, like, the first 2 years of my doing this as a job, where I would sort of, like, try and have a go at something, and I think to myself, ah, it's all right if this takes a while, or ah, it's all right if this doesn't go exactly to plan. I'm new to this, right? Like, I haven't been doing it that long. That feeling stuck around for so, so long. And I think it's because when you do this, you don't get a lot of communication with other people. It's like, you know, I'll talk to another creator here or there, planning a collab or something, or maybe just, working through things or just like chatting with someone. I tend to not be super talkative to a lot of people, so I don't get out very much. But I think when you don't have people to actively talk about what you're doing to progress, I think it sort of all feels very, it still feels very ad hoc, especially when, you know, you're doing it in your own living space and all that sort of thing. It's like, you know, you tend to make things feel simple and improvised, even when you put a ton of work planning something. I don't know. It's like, I've got ambitious stuff that I want to do for later in the year. I always sort of want to move on and try something new and push. I need to get back into doing shorts regularly. Like, I had a good couple of months where, like, I did them, like, basically daily, and, like, they're a really hard thing to motivate yourself to do, because it's, like, they're quite a lot of effort for something that's, like, quite small, and, like, they don't take off very often. It's like, I'm not expecting, like, 10,000 views on every short CTC. It's like, and otherwise it's not worth the effort. It's like, you know, I think it's sort of, it's like, it's a bit discouraging to try and put something together, then TikTok takes it down like 3 times in a row because of their stingy and extremely non-specific requirements, and then you put it back up and then it gets like 200 views. It doesn't really like promote the thing you were looking for it to promote very well. It's just like the strains of modern fucking social media and shorts and shit. Awful. Anyway. But no, I'm really, really pleased with where I am work-wise. It's like, you know, like I said, I've had a difficult month. I've had some like tricky stuff come up, and I think, you know, I've had a lot to reflect on, and I've had some fallings out with people that I was quite close to, and, you know, it's nice to have like an area to fall back on where I think I feel very supported and very seen, and sort of where I know that I'm doing well. It's funny to say, because, like, you know, this is, I make porn for a living, but it's good, because it's like, you know, obviously, basically, none of you know the real me behind the mic and all that, but it is nice to have a backup that is simple and is sort of just like, hey, I'm going to be here, I'm going to be doing this for a while, and it seems like plenty of you are going to be around for a while, so I very much appreciate it. I did say I was going to keep this one short. I think it's like, I'm in a bit of a position where I don't have a ton of focus that I can give to this at the moment. I wanted to put in the update and sort of like do the one for this month, but I don't have a ton of like content stuff to talk about. It is just like sort of me reflecting on my immediate feelings. But yeah. Oh, I've been loving doing the live performances with you guys, by the way. You really are great. It's been so nice to sort of turn up, and it's like, after I got over the initial nerves of doing that, it's been really, really pleasant to get into and sort of see. It's been thrilling. I'd love to do more live stuff. It's just, you know, I sort of need the working format for it, and I'd need to get a bit more experience doing that sort of thing and setting it up. But yeah, I'm very happy to be here, and I do hope that you all enjoy this and the fucking awful ramble fab that I'm going to switch to in a second. I swear to God, it's one of the worst ones I've ever done. Oh, God. Well, I love you all. I'll see you all soon, and stay safe out there. You know, one of these days I'm going to have an honest talk with myself about the actual reasons that I sometimes do the fat part of these before I actually do the ramble section. And I don't know. I think it's more sort of like, it's probably just like a symptom of the fact that, like, you know, I'm getting somewhat in the zone to get off. So, you know, I feel like I probably just get this part out of the way so that I don't just have to keep that pent up for the better part of an hour while I talk about it. Mm. Mm. I've had a bit of a funny sort of like way of going about getting off lately. I don't know. It's like I've been a bit inactive just the past couple of weeks in terms of just how much I've been doing this, like compared to how I normally am. And I think that's sort of shown in my being a little bit more sensitive. It's definitely made the actual orgasms themselves nicer, which has sort of not endeared me towards doing it more regularly, but hey ho. And there's more pre. I feel like I'm sort of defeating the purpose of these with the fact that I'm bad at talking during them at this point. I don't know. That's sort of a problem with increased sensitivity, is that sort of it makes my ability to yap during these much, much, much reduced. Sensitive. It hasn't been since Sunday that I got off. So, actually, only 2 nights. I think it's like, before the last ramble fap that I did, I had taken that big sort of break, and I hadn't gotten off much in that time at all. So, I think it's more like, I don't know, it's a funny thing because it's like a cumulative effect, I guess. I'm just on fantasies at the moment. I haven't been in a very porny mood lately, which I know ironic coming from me doing what I do. But it is true. It's like I think I have just sort of been in a bit of a mood to just sort of get off to my own thoughts and feelings. It's funny how that sort of works. It's like some days I can be like super, super into, I think, getting off to something with stimulus to the point that like it almost. I tell you, it's the funniest sensation, just sort of like, just wanting to sort of like get off to nothing in particular. It's an odd thing, right? Like it's a bit sort of I don't know. It's almost like strange just being able to do that. It's like, you know, you just touch a little bit, you sort of wake yourself up, and then you end up with... Can you tell that I can't think of much to talk about because my head's not in the game at the moment? Yes, I've been close a couple of times, by the way. I don't think I'll be able to keep on to it much though. God almighty. Dude, I don't know what this is. It's such a particular fucking feeling. Yeah, that was big. Fuck me. Shit. God almighty. You just feel... super fucking exhausted after finishing. God, I do. Thank you for the attention, everyone. It's very much appreciated. And thank you for your support. Love you. Bye-bye.